Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has raised concern, saying the world has turned its eyes onto Ethiopia and his government for all the wrong reasons. He says the United States is giving Ethiopia unwarranted pressure and has failed to appreciate the efforts his government has put in trying to stabilize the northern region and address humanitarian needs. The United States has expressed frustration at Ethiopia's lack of progress in ending the Tigray conflict. The White House says the new sanctions regime signed by President Biden will target individuals in Ethiopia and Eritrea that are undermining efforts to end the 11-month conflict. The targets are yet to be made public. The U.S., which is the single largest single donor of humanitarian aid to Ethiopia, says the conflict in the Tigray region has sparked one of the worst humanitarian and human rights crises in the world. Other sanctions imposed already by the U.S. against Ethiopia in May included visa restrictions as well as restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia. I'm Colette Wanjohi in Addis Ababa.